Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Monday, November 22nd, 2021, 13 minutes past the hour, and we are of the week of the turkey, Thanksgiving Day here on WWGH Radio. Just, what, 3 or 4 days away. I'm going to update the Geraldo Journal here very quickly and then do one of our long-standing traditions here at WWGH Radio when it comes to Thanksgiving. But I want to say this, and I really do want to say this in all sincerity. I want to thank Ray Grogan for coming on this morning, Marion County Prosecutor. Ray's a Republican by identification when he runs for office, and maybe by principle and belief. I don't know. What leads somebody to their political party is their business. But every time I've asked Ray to come on this program, he does come on. He doesn't know what questions I'm going to ask him. And frankly, these situations with Judge Warner and Robert Landon are not easy situations to talk about because they have involved the possibility, or in some cases, the conviction of criminal charges and the removal or resignation of people from offices. And when Ray comes on, I believe he absolutely does the best job he can in explaining what happened and also in some way giving some opinion into the matter because he is a resident of Marion and opinion does matter in some cases. So it's very important to understand that. And I think having, and I would never endorse any political candidate or anybody because people in the media are not supposed to do that. But I will tell you that Ray, I have never seen anything but a professional person in the years I've known him, which are quite a few now. And we're not buddy-buddy friends like that, but he's just an open person. And in the media, that's very important. I can ask people to come on this show all day long. It doesn't mean they're going to. And by the way, I can say the same thing of the mayor if I want to be bipartisan. Maybe it's Pollyanna this week with Thanksgiving coming up in the holidays. But I can say Ray Grogan, a Republican, and Mayor Schertzer, a Democrat, both have a lot of the same traits when it comes to dealing with the media. They come on. They don't ask me what I'm going to ask them. They're not on the defensive, and I do believe they try to give the best answers they can. So there you go. So I thank Ray for coming on a lot this morning, and I do believe that helps sort things out for a lot of people. So that is that. So if anybody's got any comment on that, now would be the time to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I want to give everybody the opportunity to comment because a lot of people commented on the whole Landon situation last week, and now maybe we all have a little bit of a better understanding of it thanks to Ray Grogan. So there you go. You can call in now while I'm updating the Geraldo Journal, and then we're going to move on to the holiday tradition that we have here at WWGH Radio. Okay, what's the date here? Well, first I've got to find the date before I can do this. Okay, it is the 22nd. It is 11/22/21. Now remember, nothing has changed in this regard. Did not hear from Geraldo. But as I said last week, we did have contact with somebody who knows Geraldo very well. And that person told me that he is completely aware of what we've been doing here with the letters and the phone calls and so on and so forth, and that he is on holiday vacation until, I believe, the 29th of November. I might have said that wrong last week and said December 1st. I think it's November 29th. But when he comes back on November 29th, we will address the situation again. This person gave me a personal email, not Geraldo's personal email, but an email who is very close, the email of a person who's very close to Geraldo, not somebody at WTAM, So that's where this is. So what I'm going to say here, did not hear from Geraldo, and maybe because I'm in a happy mood, I'm going to say hope springs eternal at this point. So that is the Geraldo Journal update for today. All right. Any opinions, 740-383-9944. We do welcome them here at this station. Now, our tradition will not take very long today. I believe it's 13 minutes long, but we've done this every year. I've been on the year or on the air here. And a matter of fact, when I've been on the air at other places, we have done this. This all dates back to 2010, which is unbelievable to me that it's been that long, 11 years ago now. But 11 years ago, one of my dear friends in the world of show business was legendary comedian Phyllis Diller. She was really the first female stand-up comic there ever really was. And Phyllis and I became close toward the end of her life. She lived to be 95. And back in 2010, I believe she would have been about 92, 93 years old. Well, I got this idea because every year they have this Butterball hotline. Now, I'm not even sure if they still have the Butterball hotline, where you would be able to call up and ask how to cook your turkey. Well, I thought, wouldn't it be fun if Phyllis Diller worked at Butterball? Of course she didn't, but wouldn't it be funny if that situation arose? So I wrote a little script out, and I sent it to Phyllis, and I said, would you want to do this? It was about this time of year, holiday time. And Phyllis said, yeah, let's do it. I was shocked that Phyllis Diller was willing to do this. Phyllis Diller was a very big deal. So we did it. Now, I do want to make the point to say what you're about to hear is not exactly how it was written. It's pretty close. But Phyllis did do some ad-libbing in this segment. Not a whole lot, but there is some ad-libbing. And I think you'll be able to tell where Phyllis is kind of going off script and doing a Phyllis Diller joke, which made the segment much better anyway. So, for the 11th time, for the 11th Thanksgiving, we're going to go back in the archives to 2010, the Phyllis Diller Butterball skit. Take it away, Phyllis.
This is Scott Spears, and as we head into the holiday season and Thanksgiving, there's something from my own personal interview archives that I wanted to play for you. One of the major guests on my show who appeared many times over the years was legendary Ohio and nationally known comedian Phyllis Diller, the first woman ever to do stand-up comedy. Phyllis, like I said, guested many times over the years, and in 2010, around Thanksgiving time, Phyllis and I decided to put together a little comedy bit for the holiday. This is that comedy bit. Hope you enjoy.
This is Scott Spears, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have received many questions from listeners about how to make the perfect turkey. So with that in mind, I'm going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on air today to speak with a culinary expert to get your turkey troubles answered by a professional. Let's dial the old Butterball Hotline here and see if we can get somebody on the line. I'm sure they get a lot of calls this time of year, but very eager to answer, I'm sure. Good people over at Butterball. Not sure how long this hotline's been up and running, but I know it's been a while.
Butterball here.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from W...
Oh, yeah, Scott. I recognize your voice, Scott. I'm Butterball.
Now, wait. This voice sounds familiar.
Oh, my voice?
Your voice.
I'm the voice of Butterball.
You're the voice of Butterball.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, wait a second. This sounds like Phyllis Diller, not a Butterball employee.
You got it.
What are you doing working for Butterball, Phyllis?
Well, I always need to pick up a little extra change. And I wouldn't mind a little slice of something to eat that's that good.
Are you versed in turkey etiquette?
Well, they hired me, didn't they?
Okay. Well, I've got some questions for you, Phyllis.
I bet you do. I bet you got a lot of questions. I got the answers.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get to the questions that the listeners have submitted. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day? Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference? That's from Jessica from Cardington.
Now, that's about four different questions. Will you slow down, Scott?
I will. Let me try that again.
Try one question at a time.
I will try to take them in
order.
That's a good one. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And number one, a turkey doesn't thaw on the day that you're going to eat it, because that damn thing is hard as a rock. You got to leave it out overnight. And the poor thing is frozen in the first place. Be sure you cover it with a quilt so it doesn't cry. Because if it cries, it'll keep you awake all night. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
They have feathers, but they're cold.
You know, Phyllis, so you're telling me if you haven't put your turkey out the night before...
No, you don't cook it the night before.
But
No. You thaw it out all night. Sometimes it takes two nights to thaw out Fang. Coldest man I ever knew.
How's he doing?
Terrible.
Really? Does he like the holidays?
I make him sleep with a turkey.
Phyllis, second part of this question. Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference?
Oh, boy. It makes the turkey crazy to see that roasting pan. I'll tell you the difference it makes. I have a big roasting pan that the turkey fits in, but you can't shut the oven door.
So what do you...
It's too big to go in the oven.
What do you do?
Well, I go next door and borrow a pan.
So you kind of lean on your neighbors at the holidays.
What about the neighbors?
You lean on your neighbors at the holiday time.
Lean? They're my whole life.
Hey, there you go. Let's get on to question. Are you busy this year, at this time of year, by the way, Phyllis, with Butterball?
I'm busy every time of year. People love my Butterball. I have explained to people year after year, day after day, turkey is not used as a meat often enough. It is a healthful meat. It is one of the cheapest meats you can serve, and yet the idiots only do it once a year. Have I made it clear?
You've made it clear, Phyllis. Question number two. What internal temperature should the turkey be when it's done? That's from Betty and Marion.
Oh, Betty and Marion. Is that two women or a man and a woman?
I believe that's one person here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Betty in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room in the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Well, hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, I think that last one's a lost cause. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, yeah.
How should I carve the Thanksgiving turkey? That's from Joan, who is also in Marion.
Joan lives in Marion?
Joan lives in Marion.
Well, it's a lovely little town. Lovely little town. When you carve a turkey, you should use a knife.
Does Fang carve your turkey?
You think I would let him have a knife?
Have there been problems in the past with that?
Oh. He's too dangerous to let him have a knife. He'd probably cut the curtains down, and he'd probably do a lot of damage, and he's not trustworthy.
Is there any special way to carve the turkey? Of course you do it with a knife, but is there any special carving method?
Let me think. Well, I would start with the juiciest, biggest, meatiest part of the turkey poo, and that would be the breast. The breast of your butterball. A butterball breast, you can't beat that. Then you get that dressing, that gravy, and I'm starting to drool.
You're making me hungry, Phyllis.
Oh, goody.
Here we go. Question number four. What kind of stuffing should I use? This comes from Brandon in Cardington.
Where's Cardington?
Cardington's just up the road from Marion, about 15 minutes.
Is that one of those chic suburbs?
Well, I don't know how chic it is. I don't want to offend the people in Cardington, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a little other community close to Marion.
A little piece of heaven.
Is that what it is?
I that's how I like to put it.
That's what a butterball is, a little piece of heaven. Well, I forgot the question.
Stuffing, Phyllis.
Oh, stuffing. Oh, guess what? My favorite part of the whole din is the stuffing. Oh, my God, and there are at least 100 different varieties. A lot of people use cornbread. I prefer stale bread, which I have amassed during the year.
Stale bread?
Stale bread, yes. I'll take all the stale bread, cut it up in little croutons, and I prefer old-fashioned country dressing. Simply celery and that stale bread. I'll cut up celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, onions all cut up. Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, all cut up. And let's see what else we put in. Onions, celery, and bread are the basics. From then on, you go with all the different spices. I know that for a fact, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to be a guest at Rosemary Stack's home. That's Robert Stack's widow.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a cook who makes something I never heard of. She mentioned one of the spices. I can't remember now, but it was a spice I never heard of in a stuffing. So I can't wait to go there. So just sit in a lavish, they used to call it board. Lavish table and eat somebody else's.
Phyllis, did you know Robert Stack well?
Oh, yes, but I never slept with him. I didn't know him that well. But his wife, his widow, is a close friend, and I loved Robert Stack. He was an adorable man.
You know, Phyllis, he was a great actor. He seemed like a nice guy when you would see him on television, but because of that show, Unsolved Mysteries, he gave me nightmares.
Really?
I just every time I heard his voice.
Oh yes.
I was taken back.
Well, you know, he worked till he died. He was over 80, and he loved his work, and he always wanted to work. And I thought that was a good thing. I think it was sage, the dressing sage.
Oh, that, yeah.
Would that be maybe one?
Well, that's a good spice.
Well, I maybe it's a sage turkey dressing.
A sage turkey dressing from a sage woman for a sage turkey.
Hot damn.
There we go. One more question, Phyllis, and then we'll let you get back to the phones there at Butterball. How long should I cook a 10-pound turkey? That comes from James, who's also here in Marion.
Jane?
James.
Jane, or Jean.
Whatever, at this point, it doesn't really matter.
All right. Okay, you should cook it till it's done.
That's kind of vague, Phyllis.
Well, it must be tender through. I'm no good with those thermometers and the ice pick and the this and that. I don't know. Take a fork.
Jam a fork in it.
Yeah, do that.
And if nothing, if it doesn't yell ouch, you're okay.
Sort of.
Well, Phyllis, you're going over to the Stacks for Thanksgiving. Mrs. Stack.
Yes.
Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
And the Butterball people aren't keeping you too busy?
No, they're very good to me. They love my rum balls.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I make rum balls for the children every Thanksgiving.
And how does that go?
Well, one Thanksgiving I got a little confused because I was drinking a lot of rum while I was making them. And I got confused with the recipe. Got far too much rum in my rum balls. And all these happy children running around full of rum. It wore off.
Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
And my pal, Scott Spears. You have one, too.
Thank you, Phyllis. But, you know, Phyllis has been gone since 2012, the summer of 2012, I believe Phyllis passed away. But she was such a great friend to me, and we've now played that 11 different Thanksgivings. And every year I love to hear that, and I love to hear her voice, and just think about how much fun she was. She was a great, great lady. Well, is everybody ready for Thanksgiving? Are you getting your traditions ready to go? Are the pumpkin pies almost ready for the oven? Are the brown serve rolls coming down the pike? Is the turkey in the refrigerator thawing out? You know, last year I had quite a turkey incident. I got the turkey last year on a Sunday, and I put it in my sink. And apparently I should not have done that on Sunday, because by Tuesday, the turkey was starting to get a little warm. But I can report this year, 2021, that I have purchased the turkey. And the turkey is actually in my refrigerator right now, thawing out. So hopefully it will be good by Wednesday. Now, do you think I'm okay on this? It's about an 18-pound turkey, which I think is probably right. But do you think that's good? Do you think my turkey's in good shape? It's in the refrigerator as of last night, thawing out. It's 18 pounds. Do you think I'll be good by Thursday morning? We eat kind of late, around 5 o'clock. And I have now checked in with everybody to see what they are bringing, so I feel confident in that. I've got the brown serve rolls. I purchased those last night. They're on my counter. I've got the oven bag that I cook the turkey in. I've got those. I've got the butter for the rolls. That's in the refrigerator. I've got the stuffing. It's sitting on my counter in the boxes ready to go. I got turkey stuffing, and I got cornbread stuffing. So there'll be two different kinds of stuffing this Thursday at Thanksgiving. But let me tell you this. Here's my big dilemma, and it's Monday. There was no cranberry sauce at the store. And I like the cranberry sauce in the can. Has anybody else found that it is hard to purchase certain things this holiday season? Now, we all heard about this turkey shortage, and apparently that is not affecting Marion, Ohio. Because last night I saw plenty of turkeys, and it was Sunday night. And you have to have your turkey here in the next couple days, or you are not going to get that thing thawed out. So there must not be a big turkey shortage going on here in Marion, Ohio. I was told that was really pretty much a made-up story anyway. The story I got on the turkey shortage was there were going to be 1% less turkeys this year than before. And 1% is not a whole lot. There are always a lot of turkeys left after Thanksgiving. So I don't know. Is everybody ready for Thanksgiving? And has anybody found that something is hard to find? I don't know what I'm going to do for cranberry sauce in the can, because last night the store was out of it. Now, I guess it is a possibility that it could show up in the next 3 days at the store, but I don't know. Has anybody had this problem? 740-383-9944. You know, I said Friday night, I prefer the cranberry sauce in the can. And that just is Thanksgiving for me. But I, and you know, they keep the cranberry sauce on the bottom shelf. So I really had to almost get down on the floor to look to the back of the shelf to see if there was any cranberry sauce back there. And there was not. So it's a little bit of a quandary here on during the week of Thanksgiving. 740-383-9944. Is everybody already in the kitchen and busy? It's a little bit of a high-pressure week here, to be honest. 740-383-9944. Is everybody ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday? Are you motivated? Are you in the spirit? Are you ready to go? Do you know where I can get some cranberry sauce in a can at this particular point? Do you have your turkey? It's Thanksgiving. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a call. Maybe this will be some kind of good news. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Menards has an add-in that they've got Ocean Spray cranberry sauce.
Oh, really? At Menards?
Yes.
I didn't even know Menards sold food.
Yeah, they do. It's in the back of the store.
Well, that's interesting. So they have the Ocean Spray cranberry sauce in a can.
Yeah, that was the ad, and you get 11% off, and then if you send the rebate in, it's $1.29 a can.
Really? That's not bad at all.
No, not compared to what I paid at Kroger's.
Well, so you were able to get some at Kroger?
I was smart and bought it about 2 weeks ago.
You know, I've never, all of my Thanksgivings, because I've been doing this for quite a while now, now 1 year I couldn't get oven bags. I do know there was a run on those 1 year, but I've never had an issue with cranberry sauce. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, don't go to Aldi's. Their brand is terrible. I bought some, and I'm going to give it to the food bank.
Oh, really?
It's not like Ocean Spray. I don't think you can beat Ocean. Kroger brand isn't bad. It really isn't.
No, I've had the Kroger brand before, and it seems to be okay, and Ocean Spray is very good, but, you know, I got down on my hands and knees last night to look, and I could not believe they were out of cranberry sauce, because I always believed that it was not a hugely popular thing, because it's always been there.
Well, they only had 3 cans left 2 weeks ago when I got mine, so I don't know.
I guess I'm going to have to make a run to the Menards. So apparently Menards was smart, and they stocked up.
Yes. You know, if people hear it, they might run out there, but on your way home, excuse me, stop, and maybe you can get some.
I'll have to do that. Well, hey, thanks for the tip.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Apparently there's some cranberry sauce at Menards, because I'm going to have to get some. Because I really like the cranberry sauce. That's something that I really enjoy on Thanksgiving. I love to put that with the turkey. And it's the only time of year that I really eat cranberry sauce. But I was always told by most people that they don't really like cranberry sauce. That's not a thing. And a lot of people prefer fresh cranberry sauce. Well, I like it out of the can. So I'm going to have to maybe head out to Menards, get that Ocean Spray cranberry sauce. All right. Any more thoughts on Thanksgiving? Or any thoughts on our first hour this morning with Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan describing the Robert Landon situation? Hey, any updates on this new development that we had on Friday in regard to Laddie Boy's dog collar? Now, if you weren't listening on Friday, boy, did you miss a show. As many of you know, for about 9.5 years now, Laddie Boy's dog collar has been missing from the Harding home. It was stolen in the summer of 2012, and we've just never been able to get it back, which is an odd situation because you think somebody would have put a tip out or something. Well, on Friday morning, we had a lady call in who wanted to remain anonymous, who said she would be willing to give $1,000 for the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar. And it's interesting because as you read the statute of limitations, and I'm not a lawyer, but as you read those, it looks like the statute of limitations on this might have run out about 3.5 years ago. Because I think theft as a felony is 6 years, and it's been gone for 9.5 years. Now, wouldn't it be great if that dog collar turned back up and the person got the reward? And we wouldn't even know if the person who stole the dog collar was the person returning it. I don't know how we would know that. To my knowledge, there was never a suspect developed or anything of that nature. So any news on the dog collar, 740-383-9944, or does anybody out there know anything about the dog collar? Is anybody willing to spill the beans on the old dog collar now that there's a $1,000 reward? And to be honest with you, I guess this would go to the person who returned it, or to the person who led to its return. If somebody called in a tip and we were able to go get it, well, I guess that person would get the reward, which is $1,000. I guess that's how that would work. I still can't believe we have not heard anything. No tips, nothing. And nothing has shown up here at the radio station, which tells you how deep this story on the dog collar must run. Has anybody heard anything about the dog collar? Any information? And again, you don't need to give your name. We certainly aren't going to ask that. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Does anybody know anything about the old dog collar here during the holiday week? Wouldn't it be nice to see it return to the Harding home during the holiday week, during the holiday season? Does anybody know anything? I know there's somebody out there sitting right now who knows something and is thinking, should I call in on this near decades-old mystery at this point? Well, all unsolved mysteries at some point need to be solved. So give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. You could help end a mystery that has been plaguing Marion for years, and the dog collar could be back, and all could be well. Wouldn't that be something? And now there's a $1,000 reward involved. And again, I do want to make the point of saying, this is not a charity. Nobody asked for this reward money. It's not that. It's just, obviously, a concerned citizen who wishes to remain anonymous, who wants to see the dog collar returned. That's all. 740-383-9944. Any word on the old dog collar? Okay, what else can we do here? 45 minutes past the hour. I think people are busy this week. You know, in their kitchens, getting ready for Thanksgiving, or maybe running to the store, trying to find cranberry sauce. Who knows at this point? All right. Oh, I'll tell you, I got an early Christmas gift over the weekend. One of the best Christmas gifts I think I have ever gotten. And it was a little early, but it was perfect for being early. I have always wanted to have a train around the bottom of my Christmas tree. And I got a train to go around the bottom of my Christmas tree. Now, as I'm opening the box to take out the train, I find out that this is not only a train, but it's a How the Grinch Stole Christmas train with a Grinch and a... It's the best thing, honestly, in the world. One of the greatest gifts. And also in the box was a Grinch t-shirt to wear during the holiday season. It's a green shirt with the Grinch's face on it. Can't get any better than that. And I thank Angie for that early Christmas gift. That could not be... That's really going to pep Christmas up this year. I almost can't wait for Thursday now when the holiday season starts to put this Grinch train under my Christmas tree and have the Grinch going around and around and around for a month during the holiday season. Also, the shirt is great. Maybe I'll take a picture of that and put it on social media at some point. Does anybody have any holiday activity going on, like I've had? Do you still put trains around the bottom of your Christmas tree? I think that's a nice thing. I think that may have been a little bit of a bygone thing, but I think it's very, very cool. Oh, by the way, over the weekend with Sean and Angie, I went up to Canton, Ohio, and went to the First Lady's Museum and interviewed one of their curators, Michelle, about Florence Harding. And my goodness, how interesting was that? They had letters from Florence Harding there. They had it looked like a diary of hers that was written on an old calendar. They had her Girl Scouts of America card, all kinds of stuff in regard to Florence Harding. And, you know, this is 100 years old now. It was fascinating to see it and see Florence's handwriting. And, you know, the stuff she was writing in this diary or on this calendar was very almost poetic in a way. But you could tell she had had a troubled life. A matter of fact, in one of the entries, she talks about having a troubled life. So it's fascinating. We just got an interesting email here. Let's see if this is anything of that might help. Oh, we just got an email in regard to Geraldo. Apparently one of our listeners out there just sent an email to WTAM, wants to know if they will respond, and then gave me two phone numbers here. Oh, I think they're the WTAM phone numbers, which I think we've already given from time to time. And apparently, Geraldo's estimated income is about $2.5 million a year. Well, Geraldo's making the big money. I bet he'll have a big Thanksgiving dinner. It'd be good to hear back from Geraldo. I certainly would appreciate it. But thank you, listener, who's out there, for sending an email to Geraldo. I don't know who this went to. It just says, send an email to WTAM. So, if they respond, we'll let you know. Also, while I was in Canton this past weekend, I went over to the Football Hall of Fame. Boy, that was interesting. Of course, they have a big display in regard to Jim Thorpe, which is fascinating for Marion people. Football Hall of Fame was a lot of fun. And then we went to this restaurant, kind of a diner-ish type of place, called the Milk and Honey Restaurant over in Canton. And it's all around pretty much the same area as the First Lady's Museum and Football Hall of Fame. But this Milk and Honey restaurant, you know, they sell old candy. They sell classic candy, I guess I should say. Really affordable prices on the food. You can get grilled cheeses. I had a BLT. I believe Angie had a chicken sandwich, and Sean, I believe, had a steak burger. But, you know, you can get French fries or tater tots. They sell Buckeyes in the lobby. All kinds of good stuff there at the Milk and Honey place. And there's a neon ice cream cone on the ceiling. So a lot of fun over at the Milk and Honey restaurant this past weekend in Canton. A lot of fun in Canton in general. Does anybody take any trips over to Canton often? Have you found anything interesting at the First Lady's Museum or the Football Hall of Fame? Or has anybody been over to the Milk and Honey restaurant in Canton, Ohio? Give me a buzz, only about an hour and 45 minutes from here, 740-383-9944. And then they had a free lights display in a park. And I'm not even sure what park it was, but it was a free Christmas lights display, and it was a really nice display. And I guess just free for the citizens of Canton. So we also did that. Now, they also have an interesting thing in the center of town. They have this big square, which I guess is a circle, but I guess they call it the town square, where they have a huge television. Almost like an old movie screen from a drive-in theater. And they were showing the Buckeyes game up on the screen. Now, nobody was really sitting there because the temperatures were rather cold this past weekend. But, you know, boy, if Marion had something like that, now that would get people downtown. Also, a free lights display is kind of nice, too. You know, if there was a mandate, which I know they can make these mandates. Don't we all love the mandates? If there was a mandate downtown to put Christmas lights up on all the stores, I bet a lot of people would drive downtown this time of year just to see the stores that are all lit up for the holiday. So there's a thought. Any other thoughts? Any thoughts about Canton? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here this morning if you're out there. Or are you sleeping in because of the cold weather? 740-383-9944. Okay, here's what I was talking about earlier in the week. Or last week. I think maybe we did this Thursday last week, Friday last week. I can't remember which day. But I created a Family Feud category of my own. And it was the top 20 Columbus, Ohio broadcast personalities of all time. Now, we got 18 of them, but there are still two left. Here are the 18 that we have. Flippo the Clown, Jimmy Crumb, Doug Adair, Joe Holbrook, Dave Kaler, Angela Pace, Jim Ganahl, Ben Gelber, Ted Williams, Spook Beckman, Colleen Marshall, Fritz the Night Owl, Mona Scott, Cabot Ray, Jerry Revish, Chris Bradley, Sally Flowers, and Mary Ann Michaels. Those are the 18 that we have. There are still two left on the list, number 13 and number 15. If anybody knows who they are, hey, I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo if you can come up with them. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You know what we should have here, Marion?
What's that?
You know, like New York City, they have a big Christmas tree, and there's a lighting or whatever on Christmas night. That's what they should do.
Well, I think they do light a tree downtown.
I ain't seen that.
Well, they do, and see, this is maybe a press problem, but I believe they do light one downtown. I think it's in Founders Park where they light it, but I think it's all white lights. I think the last time I saw it, and I don't know that a lot of people show up for this who aren't in downtown Marion. I don't know that it's widely publicized, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just live down the street from uptown.
Yeah, do you know down there where Founders Park is?
Yeah.
I believe it's down in Founders Park.
Oh, I never noticed they had it there.
Yeah, but I remember driving by it last year. It's not a spectacular sight because the tree is not that big, but I thought, well, maybe if they put some ornaments on it and maybe some colored lights and some, you know, jazz it up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, you know what they do every year is like they all through downtown as they play that Christmas music that drives you nuts.
Well, see, there's another problem. Now, why does it drive you nuts?
Because it's every year you hear that on 94.7. They go from Thanksgiving until Christmas, and I think that's a little bit too long.
So they're playing 94.7 downtown?
No, on the radio in your car.
Oh, I don't know.
But uptown, they play the Christmas music. I think they do. Don't they?
Yeah, I think they do. But so why does that bother you?
Oh, my God, because you hear it everywhere in the stores and the malls, everything, everywhere you go, you hear it.
Well, I think from Thanksgiving till Christmas is okay. I mean, that's the season.
Yeah, but the week of Christmas, not the whole month until.
Well, I don't know. People like to get into the spirit as they're out shopping, I think. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, I just went. That's where I'm at. I went and got the rest of my Thanksgiving stuff.
Oh, really?
And on the 6th of December, I go and I get my Christmas shopping done.
Oh, really? So why do you wait so late?
So late for what?
For when do you say you start shopping?
December 6th.
Well, is that early or late? I don't know.
That's early.
Oh, okay.
No, doing late is with the day before that you go and you start shopping.
Well, that's interesting. And now, see, I think people start early.
How early do you go Christmas shopping?
Oh, not early at all. No, but I think I'm a late shopper, though. I told you, I already got a Christmas gift this year. So to me, that's an early shopper.
Why
see, December
get,
the 6th?
I go and get mine in December, like a few weeks before, because I've still got little kids that, while they're not little, but you know, they're teenagers, they seem to go, and when you have gifts under the tree, they try to snoop.
Well, you don't put them under the tree. You let Santa Claus bring them on Christmas Eve.
And then they try to go, when they go, you can't hide them from them.
Oh, well, you got to hide them good. You know, we'll leave them with Santa up at the workshop.
Not these guys. These guys go and they like snoop.
Well,
they're like private investigators.
But you're ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
And I'm ready for that game Saturday.
Well, that'll be a big game as well. And who's going to win that thing?
Called Go Blue.
Oh, Michigan. You're a Michigan fan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that could be bad. My people tell me they might not win.
Well, as long as Santa says they're going to win, they're going to win.
I don't think Santa said that.
He did.
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we named our 18 Columbus, Ohio broadcast figures. We did not get the remaining two here, and now we're down to about a minute. Don't forget, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes up when this show's over, 10:10 a.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10, during the holidays here, the big turkey holiday coming up. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we have our big Tur Pizza. So a turkey stuffed pizza coming in here Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Then I'll be on with Glenn from 10 until 12. That's going to be a big holiday celebration. So the holidays are here. You're not going to want to miss this. But for this Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
In Ohio, the place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of